We welcome you back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios and Patriots this week, along with Matt Chatham and Scott Zolak, Bob Sosia, and guys. The Seattle Seahawks got away with one on Monday Night Football against the Detroit Lions. K.J. Wright bats a fumble out of the end zone, and instead of Detroit with a goal to go inside the one, Seattle celebrates a victory.
There's a lot of things to look at there. Should Megatron have protected the football a little bit more? Should he have gone over it with two hands like we see Julian Edelman do each and every Sunday? But, Matt, I don't know about you. As a defensive player, you know, the ball's in the end zone. I just look at that as a natural reaction to knock that ball out. He's defending the ball, defending his goal line, get the ball out of bounds. I think it's a bad rule.
I definitely agree with you it's a bad rule. But I guess as a defender, you're kind of always taught that if you don't know, and these things happen so fast. I mean, it's real easy for us to sit back here and critique it, but you usually say just possess the ball. You know, don't try to flip to page 78 in your head and something like that's happening that quickly. Possess it. Yep. If you possess it, you're fine.
Well, your former coach, Pete Carroll, now, of course, head coach of the Seahawks, didn't know the rule.
Of course he did.
Your former coach, Bill Belichick, we presume, did. And he was very informative this week about the process the Patriots go through when it comes to educating rookies on the difference between college rules and NFL rules. And he also talked at length about educating newcomers to the Patriots about the NFL rulebook. Because, as we've seen, guys around the league don't know the rules.
So this is the way it works. In this particular organization, you come in. Well, throughout the offseason, they build sort of a library. Ball plays from the year before that you might only see once in a season. So they want you to be exposed to them. But each day when you come in here, maybe on a Monday after a game and you come and review the film, Bill will come back in as the work week starts, and he'll have another 3, 4, 5 weird plays that happen from around the league and say, hey, did you see this game, the Steelers-Browns game, and this goofy thing happened? Now, in the event that this happens to us, here's how we're going to do it. When we do situational practices out on the field, he'll simulate it. He'll throw it in. He'll put up the same amount of time and just make sure that it carried over from in there to out on the field.
What about the Seahawks, defending NFC champions, of course, 2 years removed from a Super Bowl title? Long-term concerns for this team going forward. They haven't necessarily gotten over the hump, have they?
Granted, Marshawn Lynch did not play in a football game. They're down to their third back. You can look at Russell Wilson and say, okay, let's put everything on his shoulders. That's not his DNA. That's not what he's built to do. He's built to manage the game, hand the ball off, run great play action, misdirection, get outside the pocket and make plays. He's not a 6'5", 245-pound quarterback. It's going to be your quintessential pocket passer. So it seems like, until they get Marshawn back and get this thing cranked up again, I still think they got enough athletes, enough players that they're going to win the West. Arizona got punched in the mouth last week. I'm tired of everybody saying, well, Carson Palmer's found his coach and Bruce Arians. That's great and all until you get hit in the mouth. And that's what St. Louis did to him.
The thing I look at with the Seahawks is that's a team that was a little bit of a question mark going into that game, and then they score, 13 points against the Detroit Lions, who have had trouble stopping anyone at home with Cam Chancellor and all that. You're absolutely right that there's no Marshawn Lynch, but what they have is a mismatch of personnel. You have Jimmy Graham, who cannot be a part of your core. You have to spread him out. So all of a sudden, you're playing a lot of no tight end offense to try to run the football, which is very tough. So what teams do is they pack the box. They show you blitz looks and other kind of pressure looks. Russell Wilson can't handle. So each time pressure comes, he bails. One guy gets beat, he bails. He misses so many things in front of his face. And to say he's a limited player that's exceptional at cleaning up his own messes. I'll put it that way. Like he doesn't see a lot of easy things, but he's better than almost anyone else at getting out of those situations. So it's sort of a lot of pluses, a lot of minuses kind of deals.
Well, the Cowboys are without their quarterback. When the Patriots go to Big D, D is for depleted as much as it is for Dallas. We'll talk about that game coming up next on Patriots This Week.